You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to talk about 8th Grade, directed by Bo Burnham. Was it directed by Bo Burnham?
Yeah.
He wrote it, certainly.
Written and directed by
Bo Burnham. He did both.
Doing both. Multitask. So yeah, 8th Grade is sort of high school coming-of-age story. Stars Elsie Fisher as Kayla Day. And she's sort of an awkward, shy girl at school, but she does an online blog in which she sort of explains that inside she's actually sort of outgoing and fun and would like people to know that. So yeah, I thought it was a nice little film. A lot of comedic moments, a lot of drama, and it's sort of aimed more at the teenage market, I would say. It's about the anxiety of high school life and things that you struggle with, such as like body image, sort of universal themes. I would say timeless themes. But yeah, maybe with a twist that is very much of its day, so that it touches on social media and things which are more prevalent now at high school than when we were at high school, say.
Yeah.
So it's very much in that world. But yeah, great performance from Elsie Fisher in the lead role. It was really likeable. And her dad, Mark, played by Josh Hamilton, he was really good.
Yeah,
scenes between them.
They were both really good. Although, like, Josh Hamilton was, like, as a dad, he was, like, just, like, the best dad in the world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He was almost too good to be true. But, yeah, no, he was really good. But, yeah, like you're saying, not really maybe aimed at us, not aimed at, like, a teenage audience. But, yeah, very well written, you know, had some comedy in it, which you'd expect because of Bo Burnham. I don't really know much of Bo Burnham. People seem to like him. I can't really say. I don't really watch this comedy. But yeah, it was funny. I had some really touching moments, and I think like the contrast between her and our day to day life and herself in the videos is a good parallel for obviously like social media, because you don't like show how you're really feeling on Instagram or YouTube or whatever, because that's not really you. That's the side you're choosing.
That was the thing. It kind of touched on that, because she's doing a video on sort of telling people how to be confident. And then you see her at school and she's not that confident and can't speak to people. So it's her sort of learning to take her advice through from her videos. But like you said, the world of social media, and you see things like Snapchat filters and like we said, the idea of sort of body image, which is important for teenage girls especially. It's sort of a big issue at the moment. Overall, I really liked it.
I think the thing is, for this movie, is... although, like, to begin with, I was like, this is not really for me. The more you learn about the character, you start to care for her, and you do become invested. So even though it's, like, a teenager's story, and I'm not a teenager anymore, you still are kept interested by it, and you're kind of... you feel for her if she's making, like, a bad choice in a situation, because she has, like... as you do as a teenager, you have terrible taste. You know, prospective partners. You think, like, she's going with, like, the worst possible guy.
Yeah.
She has a crush on at school. And there's really good use of music whenever you see him, like, because he's the kid with the best eyes in school. And she looks at the eyes and the kind of, like, music bursts on. And that's really good use.
They kind of play up for comedic value. But, yeah.
But the use of music throughout the movie was really good. Like, for different situations. I thought, like, when it like, carried to the next scene, the use of music was really good.
Yeah.
And it's maybe got like a kind of loose commentary on society, where like everybody's on their phone and not really paying attention to what's going on around them and how people are really feeling.
Yeah, but it was directed well as well. Like a couple of scenes that stood out were when she's talking to her dad, and like she'll be in bed with her computer and her dad's at the door, and the way it's framed with them both on like opposite sides of the frame gives a good dynamic, because it's like they're so far apart and like he can't really get into her world or understand her. And then it sort of contrasts later on when she's sitting with him on have a big heart to heart around the fire, and then they come together, and it's like, oh, there's a nice sort of visual touch.
Yeah, there was really touching moments, and there was really like powerful moments as well, like a scene in a car that I'm not going to get into, but like it's just what you're really just like you really feel for the character, and you're really you're really engaged in the movie at that point, and you know I think that shows that even though, as like a movie for teenagers, it can really grab an audience, regardless of age, and you still feel like...
But it takes you right into that world. And like you say, some of the decisions seem weird if you're older, because you've like left that and you're not aware. But then if you think back, you think, oh yeah, that was the kind of thing that you thought back then, or that's how things were back then.
Yeah, no, it does do a good job of like that anxiety of like being a teenager, and how like, although you get older, there's still that doesn't really go away.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good movie.
Yeah, overall I would recommend it. Definitely check it out if you get a chance to. Great performances, good direction and music. Overall, great little high school film. So that was our review of 8th Grade. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more reviews.